We rise by lifting others. Hello, this is Deborah Green, and we are kicking it in the kitchen. I am really very excited today. I'm excited because this is Black History Month, and I learn a lot in Black History Month. That's what makes me feel so excited about it, because there's so much more out there to learn and to know that we haven't even touched the surface. So when I went to my first, or in my first podcast, remember I said we were going to think differently. I want you to open up your mind and think differently about Black History Month. And the reason that I say that is because when the word Black History Month would come up, it made me very uncomfortable, and it shouldn't have, but the way it was, presented, made me feel uncomfortable. Like, how is Black History Month different? And that's the discomfort, that Black History Month was different than all the other history in the world of the United States of America. And what concerned me more was that Black history, of course, had some atrocities. Look it up, guys, if you don't know. But that's real, real bad stuff that happened to Black people. However, the part that we miss is the achievements and the successes and the way that history and Black people in the history came through those atrocities to do great things, to contribute to the United States of America. This great place had contributions from all of the people in it. All of us that are American. We are all American. This is our history, good, bad, or indifferent. It is still the history of America. So this is not just Black history. This is a segment of American history. And if we start to look at this as American Black history instead of some separated history that may not belong to the great America, we would start to understand better. We would start to even reach out and find out more about our history. This is our country. So let me say a couple of things here that I have written up about Black history. Black history is a crucial part of American history. It is history that has influenced the world. And remember, I tell you that you are not just Wisconsinites. You are global people. The reason for this influence is because people didn't allow anyone to place limits on their abilities. And neither should you. In anything and everything you do, you should understand that you have unlimited abilities. And you have to reach inside and bring those abilities out so that you can make contributions and you can help in the history that is yours here in America. So without the contributions of all of Americans, how great would America be? You know, I learned something new. I learned a lot of things new during Black History Month because there's so many things on TV and radio. And I just this weekend, I found out that we have an Association of Black Women Historians devoted to the careers and the legacies of Black women in America. And I just didn't know what to do with myself. I said, oh my goodness, look at this. And so this is a month to celebrate. This is an opportunity for all of us to appreciate the differences to add more value to our knowledge. And we shouldn't let this time pass us, good people. So here's a question for you, all of you out there. Are you beginning to see Black History Month in a different way? And if not, you should challenge yourself to go out there and find out different things about Black American history. Then go to my website and check out the feedback page and send me information. Tell me what you think. Now, next I want to say that there was, people would tell when we found out that, you know, Black History Month was February, the month of February. And I stumbled a bit because it was always so funny, that people would say, well, Black people got the shortest month in the entire year to have Black history. And that was not the truth. That was just something that just floated around. And the truth is, so this is something that you can start your Black History Month quest in learning that February was chosen primarily because the second week of the month coincides with the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. The founder of Black History was a scholar by the name of Carter G. Woodson. Now, Woodson believed that Black people should be proud of their heritage, and all Americans should understand the achievements of Black Americans. The history of Black Americans were largely overlooked, ignored, and even suppressed by writers of history textbooks and teachers who use them. Black American history is a month of celebration, not a month of mourning. And as much as we can, we should learn what things come together to make this country great. Black History Month is one of those things. So let's learn more about Black American history this month than we did this month last year. We owe it to ourselves to learn, to improve, to grow greater each day, each month, and each year. So good people, let's all go out there and learn something about our American Black history. Remember, we owe it to ourselves. Think about it. Think about a different way of looking at every situation. Challenge yourself this year. Challenge yourself every day to have a good day. Listen, good people, I don't want you in any way to feel or to struggle with this. We shouldn't be struggling with this. After these many, many years, we're still struggling with Black History Month, along with other things. But I want you to understand the greatness that we all share in this month. And it's not apologetic. It is just what it is. And, you know, we say that all the time. It is what it is. But when it comes to Black History Month, this is an American part of history. And it's to be appreciated. It's to be understood. And you can always learn more about it so you can understand more about it. And it will make you more comfortable if you understand your own American history. So this is not for Black people. It is not for white people. It is for American people. And if you understand that, then you understand a lot more than you think you do. We have so many careers and opportunities and professions there are out in the world that we should be respecting them every day, just as we should respect ourselves every day. These are proud moments, and we need to embrace them, people. Embrace these proud and great moments and make more of them, because it's our duty. Just like at 18, it is your duty to register to vote. It is your duty to acquire as much information as you can so that it makes you the very best person that you can be. So now we're going to move into another little segment here. I am going to say a big shout out to my engineer, Evan Preston. Thank you so much for guiding me and holding my hand through all of these very, very tense moments here. I want to shout out to all of you good people out there that I definitely will get some skin in the game. And please do check out my website on google.com, and also go to the feedback page and answer my question. Tell me if you think differently about Black history. Tell me if you can think differently about Black history. Now, I want to tell you that great people do little things with excellence. So go out there and be great, little people.